Barry, why couldn't you have just asked me how I felt? I just want to get you back in this house where you belong. Officer Pierce.
Good evening, Mr. Sharp. Mind if I come in and have a chat with you?
Is it about Barry? Have you found him yet?
I'd really rather speak to you inside, if you wouldn't mind letting a Clydesdale into your home for a bit.
Of course. Have a seat over there.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. I won't be here long. I know how much you dislike prey.
Don't misunderstand, Pierce. In my experience, prey animals are ill-suited for certain aspects of law enforcement.
You're entitled to your opinion, of course. But the situation is what it is.
Yes, fine. Just get to the point.
I'd be more comfortable if you took a seat too, sir.
I'm standing.
Very well. Mr. Sharp, we've located your little land cloud.
You have? You found Barry?
In a sense.
What do you mean?
Things have gotten a bit complicated, Mr. Sharp.
Pierce, explain now.
Right, I'm gonna need you to calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. This is supposed to be your job, and you lack the basic courtesy to tell me straight what happened with my Barry.
See, this is how this is going to go. He's been adopted by a new master, Mr. Sharp.
What?
We know who it is. I put a weasel on the case. He tracked him down to a house by the South River. In all honesty, he isn't all that far away from your house. But we know he's there. He's there, and he's presently serving another.
But you... I...
Mr. Sharp?
Who's the degenerate cad that has my little land cloud?
Here now, there's no need for name calling. It's an otter, Mr. Sharp. His name's Lenny. He's the owner of the house and the property surrounding it.
An otter? A lowly, oily, duplicitous otter? Why haven't you arrested him already?
Mr. Sharp, we cannot do that.
You oafish horse. Barry is my property. Lenny is a cowardly thief.
Not according to the law, he isn't.
What?
Mr. Sharp, your little land cloud ran away. He was found by another master who had managed to lay claim to him. Nobody stole him from you. He merely transitioned to a new owner. We can't touch the little swimmer. That's not our job.
Then what even is your job?
Well, to find out the truth, obviously.
Don't insult me with such a trivial answer.
Here now. Just listen to me for a second, Mr. Sharp. We can't lay hands on a contested slave. But as far as I'm concerned, you can. It is the policy of the predatory police to not get involved in contests like these. We usually let the masters sort it out, especially when two predators are involved.
You mean I have to grace the slow life with my presence?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Mr. Sharp.
You will give me his address now.
Right. There you go. I think I'll be on my way. Best of luck to you, Mr. Sharp. Call us if you need anything else.
Huh? Yes, of course. Thanks.
A pleasure as always.
you stole the wrong sheep from the wrong fox.
Almost there. Oh my gosh. Fuck. Oh, that was too much.
Oh, little master.
Barry. Little land cloud. Shit. Someone's at the door. Yeah. I'll get it. Just wait here.
Okay, little master.
Oh no.
Little master, who is it?
Barry. Barry, what happened to your wool?